This is Dr. Ross, the Believer's Doctor, and you are listening to the Believer's Medicine Podcast, where we use the Word of God to improve our health and discuss contemporary topics in medicine, as well as ways to prevent common diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, stroke, and various cancers. Remember, medicine is a rapidly changing field. Therefore, the information contained within this show may have changed by the time you are listening to this podcast. Also, this podcast should be used for educational purposes only and not to diagnose or treat a particular symptom or illness. If you have questions regarding a disease or symptom, please consult your doctor. Let's get started. Today, I would like us to talk about how a woman's mood can be affected by menstruation. Now, it seems commonplace to suggest or even joke about mood changes or irritability that can occur during a woman's menstrual cycle. This concept is familiar to most. Hormone changes that occur with menstruation are complex. With this complexity in physiology comes a change in mood. Changes in mood can be mild to non-existent or severe and debilitating. When symptoms affect daily social interactions or work, this is called premenstrual syndrome. Although it is common to have one or two premenstrual symptoms such as irritability or headache, true premenstrual syndrome is relatively uncommon and affects about 3 to 8% of women. Let's find out more about premenstrual syndrome and how to treat it. Now, most women will have some mild emotional changes and physical symptoms a couple of days before a menstrual flow. These symptoms usually do not impact social interactions or work to a large degree. On the other hand, premenstrual syndrome can be more debilitating. The American College of Gynecology defines premenstrual syndrome as at least one symptom related to menstruation that occurs 5 days before a menstrual flow and repeats for at least 3 cycles. Also, according to the American College of Gynecology, these symptoms can affect social and economic behaviors. Premenstrual syndrome can include emotional and physical symptoms. Emotional symptoms include feelings of depression, irritability, or anxiety. Physical symptoms include breast pain, bloating, headache, or swelling. Women can also experience an increase in appetite and certain food cravings. These symptoms tend to go away after the onset of menstrual flow. Although each woman may experience a different combination of symptoms each month, these symptoms are fairly consistent from month to month when they do occur. Premenstrual syndrome can be treated with lifestyle changes. Exercise can be helpful for both emotional and physical symptoms. Relaxation techniques and stress reduction can also be beneficial. Interestingly, the herbal medication chasteberry, also known as Vitex, has evidence for being effective in treating mild symptoms of premenstrual syndrome. When symptoms of premenstrual syndrome are severe, such as angry outbursts, sudden sadness, increased sensitivity to rejection, tension, or feeling on the edge, this is called premenstrual dysphoric disorder. If you have concerns regarding premenstrual symptoms or your symptoms are severe and significantly impact your social interactions and employment, speak with your doctor. Medications and therapy may be needed. Again, while most women will have some degree of emotional change before menstruation, premenstrual syndrome is less common, but can impact daily life. Remember, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Philippians 4 and 6. There is power and effectiveness in relaxation and stress reduction. Let your attention be on God. You may not realize it, but He cares about your pain and discomfort at all times, even during your menstruation. You can give Him this as well. Pray for wisdom on how to treat this condition and make your request for it to be taken away. You may be surprised by how God turns all things around. Thank you for listening to our episode on mood and menstruation. Remember, you can follow us on Instagram or Facebook. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. You can find out more about us at thebelieversdoctor.com. I'll see you soon.